Hello.
Hi, this is Callie with XPO. I have the technician on the back line, and he's stating that he's at the home. He's tried to call you guys, but he's not getting a response. But he did state
Where's
that he's
he
at the
at?
home.
Where's
Okay,
he at?
is the 22728 Miller Avenue, Richmond Park in Illinois?
I'm standing outside now. 22728 Millard, Millard.
Yeah, he's stating that's where he's at. You don't see him?
I'm standing out here shoveling snow.
Okay.
22728 Millard. Millard.
Okay, and is your wife that's on, is the Dorothy A. Pate?
That's my wife. We both here.
Okay.
I don't see
All right.
him. I'm standing out here now.
Okay, well, I will let him know that you guys are there at the home. So
where is he at? Well, where is he saying he at? He in Richmond Park?
He said he's at the address. He said he's outside of the home. That's what he stated.
Right here. I'm standing out here right here now. 22728. Ask him what. Can you get him on the line right quick? Or give
okay.
him my number.
Give me 1 second.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah.
The customer's
Where
on the
at?
Line, and he said he's standing outside shoveling snow, but he doesn't see you guys.
We're at 16205.
That's Damon. That's in Markham.
That's not the address you guys have.
That's not the address that we have on file, neither.
The address that I have. 205 David
I just
Avenue
got off the phone and just got through telling you guys from dispatch, and he told me it's 22728 Millard Avenue. That's the address you asked me. He said the guy said he's standing outside.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's the address
You're
I have.
The 16205 South Damon on the corner house. I'm over here in Richmond Park.
Oh yeah, we're not. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they gave us this address. I got it on an actual order, on paper order, and that's the order that I have on E-Track. So I got two different places. So yeah, it's the same address that I don't know. I don't know how that happened. But unfortunately.
Sir, did you when you guys got the appliance? Did you guys use the address?
I got the appliances. I got the voicemail. I got everything. I called him 2 times today. Called his man. He called and said, "Got dispatch on the line. He's supposed to call
and
you."
Then the address,
just gave me the address 22728 Millard Avenue. Now he's telling me to go on Damon.
What number did you call? Because the number I have is 708-333-1749.
No. He was supposed to, that number and stuff that he gave you, 708-333 and all this stuff, the 2 times I called, it was supposed to change that number. Like, this lady just called me and gave the number that she just called me on, that's the number that they were supposed to change over and give that information to you, which he said that he had done.
And when I apologize for what he told you, but it's not updated on our system, on our end. I don't know.
Well, I tell you what am I supposed to do? It's the 4th time I'm looking for Geek Squad to come out. Maybe I just take the microwave back over.
I'm sorry.
Hey, buddy, I'm losing money on this. Every day I call and they line this up and everything like that, I take a day off from work.
All right, sir. So, at this point, they're at the wrong address, and they can't come to the address that we have that's on file because that's not what they have.
So I can take this microwave back and get my money back or whatever something, because I'm not losing money.
So you'll have to contact Best Buy, or I can get them online, but that's the only way because we're a third-party company with Best Buy, so we don't have anything to do with like a refund or anything like that. You'll have to contact
I'm
Best
not
Buy.
I'm not looking for a refund. I just want the service done that I've paid just the 4 times. But I'm losing money. I'm losing $200-something a day taking off from work for this service to be done.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. Like I said, I don't know what else to say. I apologize, and unfortunately, it was a mistake, and
I'll tell you what, give me a manager or somebody that's straighten this thing out, because I need to. I'm not losing. I lost almost $800 out of my pocket paying for a microwave that only cost $400 to be installed for Geek Squad, and I lost $800. That's almost, you had that $400, $800, $1,200 for a freaking microwave?
Yeah, so, sir, at this point, the only thing that we will be able to do is to reschedule.
Reschedule for what? Then I got to take another day off and lose another $200?
I mean, that's the only thing that we can do right now. Because they can't come to an address that they don't have that's on file.
No, here's the problem. The same problem is going to occur again. This man here is going to the address where he's going to, okay? I don't fault him. I fault the people that's doing the paperwork that I call two times a day. And they update this on Millard Avenue. You told me, oh, the man say he's standing outside on Millard Avenue. How in the world could he be standing outside on Millard Avenue? He's on 16205 South Damon over in Markham.
Okay, well, sir, this is the address that I'm seeing that's in front of me. I'm not in front of him, so he stated that he has a different address than what is in the system. I'm telling you what's in the system. That's all I can do. He said he was outside.
I called two times today. They told me to update this to 22728 Millard Avenue.
Right, but
they told me that they were calling
the guy. You gotta understand it.
They were supposed to call him and then update and tell him. The guy told me I gave him to change the phone number. The number that you called me with, he apparently don't even have that number. He said he got 3331749. That number haven't been in service over 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, so the person you gave a number to, where were they from? They were from Best Buy?
The person I gave a number was dispatched to the Geek Squad.
Yeah,
okay,
that's Best Buy.
So then that's who you gotta take it up with. It's not I apologize that it's a mistake. It's not my fault and it's not her fault. It's Geek Squad that didn't update it on everybody's end. Apparently, they only did it halfway because she got it on her end, but it didn't go all the way through onto my end, and we didn't receive that update. It's going to be Geek Squad that you're going to have to take it up with, and like I said, unfortunately, I apologize. I know it's an inconvenience. Believe me, it was an inconvenience driving over here 30 minutes just to not be here. But I apologize, and hopefully they can get this squared away. Can you give me the address? Can you give me the correct address so I can write it down, and like that we can have it on our paperwork so we know next time when I turn this paperwork in tonight. Hey, look, there's an issue. This is the correct address. We got to update it on our end. That's the best I can do. So if you want to give me that address, I can write it down, and when I turn in my paperwork, I'm gonna let them know the issue, and like that we could get it squared away. What's the address?
The address is 22728 Millard, Millard Avenue,
Richland Park.
Uh-huh, 60471. And the proper telephone number that you still get, they got you still lingering on with the 708-333-1749 number.
Okay, what is it?
That number that you got on file, that they got the 333-1749 number.
That one don't work, so I need another one.
That one don't work. Okay, putting this in, also put this number in for them. This is the number I need. That number haven't worked for two years. That's not your fault.
Okay. Can I understand. Can I just get the new number?
708-612-1750.
708-612-1750?
That's correct.
And the correct address is 22, 720 8 Millard Avenue, Richland Park, 60471.
22728 Millard Avenue. You got it.
All right. Well, yeah, like I said, I apologize, you know, on my behalf and on her behalf. It's not our fault. It was a mistake. You can call Geek Squad and whoever you spoke to at Geek Squad, and, you know, you could give them, you know, your peace of mind. And like I said, I apologize and sorry for any inconvenience
that
was caused.
What I'm saying, I'd rather not deal with them. The thing is, go back to that side. You taking it off, whatever they're going to do. They call me or whatever the case may be. Because I don't relish the fact of trying to take another day off of work and everything like that for a microwave and install it for $400, and it costs me $200-some a day to take off from work.
No, it's cool. I
something like that. When you go in the office, you can ask them, are they going to reschedule? Give me a call or something, whatever the case may be, sir.
I can see if. Mike, I'm sorry, Mike, but
if you could see the schedule opening for as soon as possible, you can back on as soon as possible. Like
yeah,
I said,
I'll get them
paperwork with the new address.
Yeah, I'll get them rescheduled. I did go ahead and give you a trip charge as well, so you're good.
Okay, cool.
All right, have a great day.
All right.
All right, sir. So, give me 1 second. Let me see, because I can get you rescheduled and see what's the next available date if it shows me in the system.
Okay.
I do apologize, but normally when you do. Okay, so the next available date will be for March the 2nd, which is on a Wednesday.
If you get the proper address and yourself and everything like that, if you will.
Yeah, so, yes, sir. So what really happens is if you had the incorrect address on file on the order last night, so the technicians, the service providers, they add you guys, like they'll add the routes up, like at the beginning of the week. So once they print out the paperwork and all of that stuff, before they go out, it's already printed out. So I'm just guessing that they had already printed that stuff out before you called and changed the address over, and that's the only reason why it was in the system. So they had probably already printed
it
out.
Here's the thing, what really gets angry to me about it. I called them twice today and updated this stuff with them. They apparently lied to me and told me, okay, hold on. Then they said, well, we're going to give this to the guy. I'm going to call this guy and see where he's at. We called the guy and get things over there. They said, well, we gave him the update on the phone number and everything. So here's this guy. He's out the blue. He's over in Markham over there. Not angry with him. I'm the people that's in the middle that's supposed to be handling this business. I get screwed up every time. There's 4 times I got screwed up with them. And not only that, just to say, sir, we might not be able to do this day, or whatever the case may be. When you come straight out and just plain lying, so we got this taken care of.
Yes, sir, and I understand that. Yes, sir, and I understand that. And like I stated, I do apologize for that. That it was an inconvenience. Because it was really just a small misunderstanding. But when you call Best Buy to update the address, like I stated, they had already got the paperwork and printed it out
I understand what you're saying. Okay. The only thing I'm saying to this, if they were going to supposedly straighten it out and lie and said they called the dispatch guy that's coming out. I guess the guy named Mike. That's the gentleman name. And
yes.
Put him on the spot. Now you put him on the spot, he's going to another place that he already needs to go to. Here I am waiting over here for him to come, so I can't blow up at him. It's the people that's working in the office. It was two of them. The first guy waited, had to call back. We take care of this.
Yes, and
okay.
like I said.
What was the next day that would you say?
March the 2nd, which is on a Wednesday.
Okay, then what would your what would be your frame time in that?
Okay, so we won't know a set. You won't have a set time. You won't know until March the 1st. They'll give you a telephone call, which is going to be on a Tuesday. They'll or send out an email. But if they give you a call, it probably will prompt you to a live person. They just want you to confirm the scheduled date, and then they'll set. They'll give you a specific a set time frame that you're going to have. So it'll probably range from, you know, 7 to 9, 10 to 11, or 12, or somewhere like that. Or it may be afternoons.
Okay, but this March the 2nd is the set day, young lady.
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
so
well,
I got
okay,
you set
I,
for March
I
the 2nd.
I had made a notation before. I don't know if the Geek Squad, or not the Geek Squad, the people I called before, I told them if it can't be done this time, I'll take this thing back to Best Buy and get my money. If it's not done March 4th, forget it. If the guy can't come out or something like that, the heck with it. Enough is enough.
Okay. And like I said, I totally understand, and I do apologize for the inconvenience. But I do have you set up for March the 2nd. I have you rescheduled for March the 2nd.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.